To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. With your humble hosts, Ben and Eddie, Yutz, broadcasting live from the outer space, straight into your brain. It was all a dream, I used to read Word Up magazine. Give it up one time for the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Peace.
Listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM, the superest hour of radio you're likely to hear on this exact station at this exact time. And that station is 2SER 107.3 FM. You just heard a track from Talking Heads. Thank you for sending me an angel. My angel today is called Bang, and he's my co-host. How are you, Bang?
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. How are you doing there, Yutz?
I'm doing very, very well. Bang. Lightning has struck the antenna at 2SER FM. Regular listeners of 2SER will be well aware of this tragedy at this stage. But if you're like my mate Bang over here, you don't believe the first thing you hear. You don't necessarily look at all the evidence in a way to try and reach the truth. You might instead hide from that evidence that negates your theory and look for, inverted commas, evidence that supports your theory. It's the modern way of doing things. Everyone's doing it. Bang is no exception, and he has some doubts over the incredibly accurate and I can assure you 100% proven evidence that the 2SER antenna was struck by lightning. Yeah, he has some alternative thoughts to that. What are your alternative thoughts, Bang?
Well, before I lay out my platform, my argument, we should let people know that regardless of how this happened, of how this incident transpired, the 2SER lightning antenna is out of action. The 2SER antenna is out of action, and we're calling on you, our wonderful listeners, to help bring it back, to re-erect the antenna. That's not the official name of this fundraising campaign.
No, that was workshopped, I think, but
yeah. Yeah, just something we were spitballing, me and the guys at marketing. But if you do want to support 2SER, just go to 2ser.com. Follow the links on how you can get involved. Of course, the very reason why the antenna is buggered. Who can forget Good Friday this year when the malevolent Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, rose from the sea to attack humanity in response to the damage we've caused to the environment.
Oh, I barely even remember that.
Yeah, no, like, well, since then, you think of everything as sort of like between bushfires and COVID-19. So people tend to forget, they forget the odd kaiju attack when there's so much other stuff going on. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the shriek of twisted metal as Ghidorah ripped the 2SER antenna from its foundations to use as a makeshift blade to rend us all asunder, to strike into our collective hearts. It still keeps me awake at night, the sound of shrieking metal. Questions, of course, remain as to why a monster that seemed hell-bent on revenge against all humans would focus its attack just on the 2SER antenna. That's the thing with giant monsters. Never know what they're thinking.
You never know.
They're very much a closed book when it comes to modus operandi. And of course, everyone's completely forgotten about the kaiju attack because COVID-19, bushfires and everything else has happened. But we haven't forgotten here at 2SER because it completely buggered our antenna. Ghidorah rose from the sea, buggered our antenna, then buggered back off to the ocean. Didn't really prove his point there against humanity, but he did prove his point against us. So 2SER.com, if you want to get involved, if you want to put one in the face of Ghidorah, the three-headed monster.
Who doesn't, frankly?
Yeah, so we're coming back faster, harder, stronger, you three-headed goose.
You're listening to the Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER FM. Let's go and listen to a song. What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's listen to a song. What do you want to listen to, mate?
Let's listen to Frank Ocean, to celebrate the ocean from where Ghidorah has since returned.
Which Ghidorah has struck. 2SER.com to get in part of the fundraising campaign. Good song to pick on that. Super Happy Fun Time already yet.
Discussion. I'm not as fair as love. say. We'll let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. We'll let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. Living so the last night feels like a past life. Speaking of the don't know what got into people. Devil be possessing homies. Demons try to body jump. Why you think I'm in this bitch when the fucking yarmulke? Acid on me like the frame. Weed crumbles in the glitter. Rain, glitter. We laid out on the sweat floor. Away turf, no astro. Mesmerized how the strobes glow. Look at all the people feet dance. I know that your nigga came with you, but he ain't with you. We only human and it's humid in these ball mains. I mean my balls sticking to my jeans. We breathing pheromones, amber rose. Sipping pink gold lemonades. Feeling I may be younger, but I look after you. We're not in love, but I make love to you. When you're not here, I'll save some for you. I'm not him, but I mean something to you. I mean something. It's only awkward if you're fucking too.
Hi there, my name's Gail Austin. Just in case there's some loose curvies around, and if not, maybe you'd like to become one. Check out Curved Radio tonight at 10 o'clock here on 2SER.
Do you know the way to move? Do you know the way?
Welcome to Cabbage Today. This is Barbie Gilly Ronson. I am a cabbage expert. I've been broadcasting about cabbage for 40 years all around Australia, in Perth, in Yeppoon, and also in Melbourne. Today we're going to talk about cabbage. We're going to talk about the cultural importance of cabbage, the economic factors behind cabbage. We're going to be talking about the look and the feel of cabbage, and we're going to be broaching some tricky topics on the news front re-cabbage. First off, I want to talk a little bit about a movie I saw, East of Eden. This was a movie, quite an old one, with James Dean. It's based on a book by John Steinbeck with, not James Dean, but a similar character to James Dean. The film was good. On the topic of vegetables, there was a large part about 20 minutes in on agriculture, and there's a scene where he's walking by train tracks, and he definitely walks past a American cabbage crop of the 1920s. So that's definitely something to catch. In terms of news today, we've got fantastic news. Agriculture exports, I think exports, Polish exports on cabbage are going from strength to strength, and that's good news. Well, in terms of if you want your own cabbage crop, I suggest the mountains west of Brisbane, southeast Queensland. The weather's great. Well, that's the end of the cabbage today. I'm Barbara Gilda Ronson. I'll be back pretty soon, probably in Darwin, and you can listen to me then. Turn off the tape.
Wow, we just had a very special treat there. For us, a treat for us and a treat for all our listeners on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour. That was Barbara Gilda Ronson.
That was great.
Yeah, he's a bit of a radio legend. I don't know if you're familiar with Barbara Gilda Bang, but he's one of Australia's leading cabbage enthusiasts.
He'd be the foremost, wouldn't he? Was he in radio broadcast for 40 years?
It's a touchy area about being the foremost, because I think there's a couple of cabbage enthusiasts who are actually a bit ahead of him in the game, but don't talk to him about that. I hope he's not still listening.
All right. He doesn't like being bronze.
He really doesn't. He actually started out on the radio up in Fornag, up in Yeppoon, central Queensland, but he was asked to
Fornag.
Leave. Fornag? You're familiar with Fornag as a community radio buff?
I know Fornag. Keppel FM, they're called now.
He was asked to leave. He was asked to leave at Fornag, but it was all very shrouded in mystery, and I don't think it was anything too serious. But then, for a period in the 1990s, he was on 4BC Talkback Radio in Brisbane, and he accidentally burned down Musgrave Park at an outside broadcast, and there was no mystery around that one at all. He definitely did it, and he was shown the door.
He did that one.
But anyway,
he's copped to that.
We're glad to have him on the radio. Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER is the perfect place for him, I feel, and hopefully there'll be plenty more coming through from Barbara Gilda and a lot less property damage than he's done.
Good that he can fulfil the conditions of his parole by doing a bit of charity work here for us at 2SER after he burnt down Musgrave Park.
We were talking earlier, Bang, about some alternative theories you had around the reason why the FM antenna here at 2SER FM is damaged. We're, of course, asking listeners to make a donation if they can for the month of June to help us replace our antenna, which is currently held together by sticky tape and pipe cleaners. That's not technical speak, Bang, but it's something similar to
that's
that.
That's for real.
But yeah, you've got some theories about how it happened. Lightning strike is the most scientific and complete theory, but you've got some other ideas.
I don't have theories. I've got concrete answers. Because as part of this,
I'm looking forward to it.
We're obligated to address last week's 60 Minutes, which is a part of your Sunday fun entertainment package. Super happy fun time hour, and watch the footy, and then 60 Minutes. Last week, they had an interview with Paleo Pete Evans, Uncle Pete's Toys Are Magic. And this was obviously the first salvo in the latest Paleo Pete charm offensive for the financial year 2021. As an opportunity that went begging, though, for him, because he spent sort of his on-air time putting all of his enemies on blast. All of his ops, because where they heard the shots and had to run and take cover because the block's getting hot. And Paleo Pete was in the house, including fired lots of shots, including some here, your old friends,
yep,
to SER here as part of the interview. Now, I'm saying these are straight facts. Eddie Yates, as Pete Evans, on TV, to Liz Hayes, admitted to sabotaging the 2SER antenna on Good Friday while he was hepped up on activated almonds. And that's coincidentally why we need money for a new antenna. Go to 2SER.com if you want to chip in. He admitted this on national television to blowing up the 2SER. Yeah, I know. A lot of people, they sort of focused. He had a lot of, dense attack, weird information. So this is sort of, the 2SER, the fact that he blew up the 2SER antenna didn't really cut through the clutter from all the other craziness that's being brought to viewers across the nation last Sunday night. But he did it. He said he did it because he believed his status would protect him from any repercussions. And then if he wanted to, he could blow up the entire 2SER studios and walk away and not even look back as all of our infrastructure and everything we stand for is incinerated in a spectacular ball of flame. Yeah, and he could do that, he says, because he's protected, he's privileged. And we obviously support that decision here at the Super Happy Fun Time Hour because Real recognise Real. We don't hate the player. We hate the game.
That's right.
Paleo Pete wants to blow up the building. That's completely up to him. He'll walk away unscathed. We did ask the general manager of the 2SER whether this sort of might present a danger to us coming into the studios. Sort of wondering if this is a risk to our safety. And while management are holding back on other presenters coming in doing their shows live, they said it'd be fine for us to come in. So, we should be right. 2SER.com if you want to help us get a new antenna after Paleo Pete destroyed our last one in a wanton act of terrorism.
We've been called a lot of things, and expendable is certainly one of them.
Yeah, that's it. I believe, didn't we get most expendable station at the Commercial Radio Awards last year? Even though we're not even a commercial station.
It's amazing.
Or was that just because they didn't let us in?
Yeah, that's probably more like it.
What are we going to listen to, Eddie Yates, here on the Super Happy Fun Time Hour?
I'm so glad you asked. We're going to play a track from the Soul Searchers. This one you picked out, isn't it, babe? Blow Your Whistle.
Well, yeah, get in your whistle and blow. 2SER.com. Get involved with that antenna fundraiser. Say, Paleo Pete, you can't hold us down. You can't hold us back, bro.
Talking to the kids and the bicycle riders. Talking to the hippies and the Watergate hiders. Talking to the people getting down at the go-go. Shake a tambourine, go and get yourself a whistle and blow. Shake a tambourine and blow. Any kind of whistle, let's blow. Suck it to your biscuit and blow. Got a good diploma from a hippie school, y'all. Got a good religion, don't you be nobody's fool, y'all. Whoever got a dollar got more than me. I just wanna holler with my soul.
Of goodies today.
Pretty sexy too.
I hope you enjoy.
2SER 107.3.
God.